Good morning. I want to tell you a story about my friend Maggie. Her real name is Magnolia, but we call her Maggie, and she is my friend's dog. And Maggie actually didn't always belong to my friends. My friends are named Megan and Eric, and they have Maggie. But before she belonged to Maggie and Eric, she was found at the school across the street at Vanderbilt in the Divinity School elevator. She was abandoned there, and she was sort of lost and alone. And one of the deans, which is just a fancy name for a teacher, one of the deans found her, and she took her home, and she called up my friend Megan and Eric and said, "Do you think that you might be able to care for this dog, Maggie?" And Maggie is one of the sweetest dogs that ever lived, probably like your dog, very, very sweet. And so sometimes when we might feel a little bit like Maggie, a little bit lost or alone, maybe we don't have any friends, or maybe we feel like we don't have any friends, and sometimes we're called to reach out in love, and that's what God does for us. We are not alone. And sometimes we are called to be friends to each other, just like my friends were to Maggie. And then sometimes even Maggie is my friend, and she can be my friend. So we all know that God is our friend, and because God is our friend, we can be friends with each other, just like my friend Maggie. Will you guys pray with me? Lord, thank you for this day, for this time to be together. Thank you that you love us more than we know, so that we might love one another and be friends with each other. It's in your name we pray. Amen.